This is Performance New Mexico. I'm Spencer Beckwith. Next month, an array of great jazz artists will pay visits to New Mexico. Vocalists Diane Reeves, Kurt Elling, John Hendricks, and Sheila Jordan. Violinist Regina Carter and saxophonist Ravi Coltrane. They join local jazz artists, including sax man Doug Lawrence and trumpet player Justin Ray, for the 7th annual New Mexico Jazz Festival in both Santa Fe and Albuquerque. And back with us this summer for a preview is one of the festival's producers, Tom Guralnick of Albuquerque's Outpost Performance Space. Tom, good morning.
Morning, Spencer.
There are lots of vocalists this year.
There are. I don't know what I was thinking. We are doing a focus on that, and they're not just vocalists, but also they are NEA jazz masters. Mm-hmm. So the great singer Sheila Jordan is splitting the bill with Diane Reeves, and then the next night, great NEA jazz master John Hendricks, legendary John Hendricks, is splitting the bill with Kurt Elling. Those concerts are both up at the Lenzic. And then Kurt Elling agreed to do a concert, as he has in the past, the next night in Albuquerque at the Outpost. Right. So that's really nice, just on his own. And people love him. And my idea with pairing up Diane Reeves with Sheila Jordan is a great, great singer, but not a huge draw, even though she's in the National Endowment for the Arts Jazz Master. But Diane Reeves, of course, is a huge draw. So it's going to be a great night of music, singers of different generations. And with Kurt Elling, unquestionably, he views John Hendricks as one of his mentors. So it's very special. And then they will be interviewed. The two jazz masters, as we always do every year, will be interviewed by A.B. Spellman, who was very important in forming the Jazz Masters program.
Also, two other musicians who have been here in the past, Regina Carter, violinist, Ravi Coltrane, sax player.
We're very excited about it. Regina Carter's Reverse Thread project mixes African music and jazz, and of course she's a violinist, MacArthur Award winner. There's a kora player in the band and a accordionist, and it's really a great band. That'll be up in Santa Fe. And Ravi Coltrane, he's going to be here for two nights as part of the festival at the Outpost Performance Space. Opening the festival is Stefan Rembel. He's kind of known in the quote-unquote gypsy jazz movement. And he did the music, wrote the music and arranged the music for the last Woody Allen movie, Midnight in Paris. So that'll be great. And then we have our free concerts. Leni Stern, wonderful jazz guitarist and vocalist, and free concert on Old Town Plaza. And then on our Knob Hill, Route 66 Summerfest,
right.
We have the Dirty Dozen Brass Band coming back.
Yeah. And one thing that impresses me about this festival is that it's important for you, the producers, to combine nationally known figures, internationally known figures, with local artists.
Definitely. I mean, we that was definitely something we wanted to do, was to have local artists be a part of it in various venues and configurations. And we always wanted to honor some of the masters who happened to be local, people like Doug Lawrence is an example of that, lead tenor saxophone player with the Count Basie Band. And then also some of the younger artists. This year it's Justin Ray, who plays with Michael Bublé. Right. And he and Rob Wilkerson are both a part of that band. They grew up here. Justin's coming and having a night, one of the opening nights at the Outpost.
Tom Guralnick of Albuquerque's Outpost Performance Space collaborates with Santa Fe's Lenzic Performing Arts Center and the Santa Fe Jazz Foundation to present the 7th annual New Mexico Jazz Festival from July 13th to July 29th, indoors and outdoors in both Albuquerque and Santa Fe. For a complete schedule and ticket information, go to newmexicojazzfestival.org. Tom, thanks to you and to your cohorts for putting this great event together.
Thank you, Spencer. It's a pleasure and an honor to do it, really.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.